8:50 on 104.9 The Morning X. It is Kev and Skylar's here from Culture Shock. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for having me on.
Big day coming up for you guys, Record Store Day.
It is Saturday. Record Store Day is like our national holiday, really.
Yeah, you know what? I went to Culture Shock. I had this wallet for the longest time that I bought at your place, and it had Jack Nicholson from The Shining on it.
Oh, classic.
It was like a vinyl Velcro wallet, and It was like a screen print of Jack Nicholson doing the "Here's Johnny." And I got so many, like, that started so many conversations at cash registers.
I'll bet.
Wallet. I was like, I need to have this. So it's not just records over there, but records are the big deal this weekend. So what do you got going on for Record Store Day?
Well, there's a whole bunch of releases dropping that you can only get at your independent record stores like Culture Shock, and it's a first-come, first-served kind of thing. Opening early at 8 a.m. It's a big party. So get the records you want to get. The whole list is at recordstoreday.com, but we also have a bunch of other things we're putting out, too.
So you brought some stuff with you, I could see here.
Oh, yeah, I just thought some visual aids, you know, some stuff I'm excited about. You know Gojira?
I've heard the name,
metal
for sure.
Metal band, they toured with Slipknot, French metal band.
Yeah.
They're doing a live album that's coming out. There's a fun one from Foo Fighters. They're actually working with a couple artists to do some covers of some Foo Fighters songs.
Fantastic.
7-inch record, yeah. New Kirk Hammett on blue vinyl.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a new EP out, of course, of Metallica legend.
Oh, yeah. We've been waiting for that one, too.
Yeah. So there's just, like, a lot of new records and, like, reissues of older ones or things that have, like, never been on vinyl before, like the Def Leppard High and Dry on a picture disc instead of black vinyl. So there's just so many releases. There's something for everyone on the list.
Apparently, there's some supply chain issues going on with the with vinyl right now.
It's been craziness. Yeah, a lot, not just in the U.S., but around the world, more people have gotten into vinyl since the pandemic, and the pressing plants just cannot keep up with it.
That's vinyl's starting to really skyrocket. I know so many people who now are vinyl collectors that never were before.
Of all ages, too, really.
I know a guy who calls himself Metallica Doug, and anytime Metallica comes out with anything, and I'm talking about from a shot glass to a rubber band that says Metallica on it, too.
Yeah, well, we got the Cliff Burton little, like, action figure
sure.
thing, too.
I bet he has one of those. Mm-hmm. He's got a Metallica wall, we'll say that. But anything they come out with on vinyl, he's got it.
Cool.
It's on his wall. He's got the whole vinyl wall. And the people are getting more and more into it. You could find record players at the store again.
Yes, not at all sorts of stores. Of course, we do new and we do used and cool vintage hi-fi stuff as well. But it's cool to see people wanting to build up and soup up their own home stereo system, too.
You sell more than just vinyl far as music goes over there.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. I mean, we call it Culture Shock clothing, gifts and records and so much more, you know.
Yeah. So, like I said, I got that wallet there, which was fantastic.
Small company, American-made company, actually, that made that wallet.
Last time I was in there, but you had a lot of vintage equipment in there as well. A lot of old stereo systems and stuff like that. That was cool to see. Stuff I hadn't seen since, like, the 80s.
I know. That stuff was built to last, and that's what I really like is that vintage stuff. Some people want something more modern, Bluetooth, which we have that, too. But those big silver knobs on a big amplifier with a nice heavy record player and big speakers on the floor, I think, is the way to go, for sure.
Absolutely. If we want to come see you, where do we go?
2239. Charles Street in Rockford, Illinois.
Preferably this Saturday, Record Store Day.
Yeah, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. We've got live music in the morning. We've got a food truck there doing lunch. If you can't make it in, the records will be on our website the following day that are available at cultureshockshop.com.
Excellent. Skylar, thank you very much for joining us.
Awesome.
Shop local.
For sure. Please do.
Shop local on Record Store Day. Thanks, Skylar.
Thanks.
Wild Child from the Black Keys. Almost got a 70s rock and roll vibe to that one. Something that would have sounded real good on vinyl. And look at that, a professional segue into we are here with Skylar from Culture Shock here to talk about Record Store Day, which is Saturday.
The vinyl guru I am, I guess. That's what it's been anointed to me. And that's cool to just see bands like the Black Keys, although they don't have a release coming out this Saturday for Record Store Day. They have in the past, and they record all analog, and they're all about that vinyl experience, too.
That's the feel you want, from what I hear. And we were just talking about this off the air. It wasn't that long ago where you'd be hard-pressed to find a record player or parts for a record player, record needle.
Or even records.
Yeah.
Even
records. Mm-hmm. It's actually a joke. Not that long ago, like, what's a record?
I know.
You know, now people are starting to know.
Now it's like every commercial, every show, every movie, and everyone's home now has a collection of records, it seems like.
Every album that comes out, there's a vinyl release, although we were talking earlier about how it's kind of backed up right now.
Yeah. But there's still plenty of records coming out. Every Friday, the new releases come out. Plus, we're procuring really nice used record collections, too.
That's very cool. And so for Record Store Day, well, let's talk about Record Store Day. Where did Record Store Day come from?
So our store, Culture Shock, has been around about 16 years now. Record Store Day started 15 years ago. What was that, 07-ish? And that was around the time you saw a lot of stores starting to close and people hitting more online. And this group came together, their ex-radio people and record store owners, to work with labels and record labels and bands to put out releases you could only get at independent record stores. And we can't hold them or sell them ahead of time. It gets people to physically come into the store and see what else is going on with your store.
Not something you buy online.
Not at all. No,
right.
It's a cool idea, and they are limited, and most of these probably will sell out right away in the morning. So it really gets people in to appreciate the store and support it.
So it would be a good time to get out to Culture Shock this Saturday for Record
Store
Day.
Well, a lot of these, they are so limited. We only have a few copies of some, and we're opening at 8 a.m., so the big rush is right at opening. We have a huge line of people usually, and we got it organized, ready to go. You can go through and pick out what you want.
What do you think the hottest record is you're gonna sell? What's gonna sell out the fastest?
So oddly enough, there's some 7-inches, that Foo Fighters 7-inch I mentioned, and the Taylor Swift 7-inch. But gosh, there's like the Doors, L.A. Woman, all the unreleased material, and the Stevie Nicks, Belladonna unreleased material. I mean, there's a lot of hot ones, honestly. I mean, the Ramones box set.
You got a whole list in front of
you. It's 10 pages long.
Feel free to rattle some more of those off.
Yeah,
Let's hear.
We're talking about the Devo, the Judas Priest, Red Hot Chili Peppers' new album. They did a special version of that one. There's unreleased material from Lou Reed of Velvet Underground. I mean, it's all over the board. There's hip-hop and jazz also,
sure.
Not just rock. And there's some pop and newer stuff, too.
You mentioned stuff like The Doors and some of that older stuff. And the Black Keys recording in analog. And that means they really optimized it to be listened on vinyl.
That warm, fuzzy feeling,
yes.
And that's the fun thing about a record, I think. And like I was saying, why are records a thing when you can almost stream almost anything or listen to it on the radio station? I think owning that record, getting it, putting it on, playing it, just puts you so in tune with that album. You really feel the songs and remember them. It's fun to share with friends. It's also fun, in the world, the high tense world we're living in, just to sit down and chill and listen to a record too.
Now, do you recommend buying two, one to play and one to collect?
If you're a diehard, or maybe if you're extremely most favorite albums or something.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, the value on some records is going through the roof. So some people do it just as an investment, I guess, but I don't recommend that. I mean, that's...
Sure. It's,
if you really want to get down that wormhole, you can get crazy like me. Sure.
Music is meant to be listened to.
It is.
Not to be hung on the wall.
Cool. These records, you take care of them. They will last your whole lifetime, though, really.
Yeah.
You play it on a nice record player. You don't trash it, of course.
Yeah.
And that's what's cool. They'll last forever. And you get all these updates and things with digital stuff that won't happen with other types of music.
Kids today don't understand what it's like to accidentally bump into the record player,
I think they're finding it out, though. There's a lot more kids get into records like, whoa, that just skipped.
Or the noise if you don't have the record player that automatically resets when the record ends and you just get that...
Yeah.
When it starts to scrape against the paper.
Mm-hmm. Time to get up and flip your record.
These are things you can learn. Get involved. Shop local for Record Store Day. Culture Shock open. What are the hours?
Usually we're 11 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. This Saturday, though, for Record Store Day, Culture Shock's open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Get out early, man. Yeah, plug yourself for social media, all that stuff. Where do we find you?
CultureShockShop.com has links to our Facebook, Culture Shock Clothing and Records. Of course, we're all over Instagram, too. So, yeah, find us on social media as well.
Excellent, Skylar. I appreciate you stopping by and
awesome
looking forward to Record Store Day. Go out, shop local for Record Store Day. Damn it.